Time to talk bad boats. A champion of this sport, Chris Palmer. Hi, Chris.
How you going, man?
I'm going very well. Now, it's Australia versus USA. It's coming up at the end of the month. Now, let's talk a little bit about this. The bad boat challenge, and bad stands for blown alcohol displacement. What is that actually, Chris?
Well, what that is, blown alcohol, right? So we're the top end of the field with the horsepower range for our class of boats. So it's supercharged. You can run unlimited up to 600 cubic inch engines. It's nearly as much horsepower as you want. And the boat style is a displacement hull, so it's not a hydroplane. So it's like a log, you know, like a displacement boat. Displaces the water. It doesn't ride on top of the water like a hydro. So we're sort of like the unlimited in that class of boat in the world.
All right. So how fast on the river do these boats get to, I guess? And the boats are a bit different, but how fast? What's the top speed and then an average speed?
The top speed last time we did it, 216, was Duff Daly, 152 mile an hour down the river down there. And where the average Aussie's looking at around about the 145 to 150. But Duff now, they tell me, is doing, the Yanks are doing now the 160 mark.
Yeah.
So they've stepped it up because they actually have to back off a little bit harder into the corners than us. So
yeah,
we can actually do a slower speed and still be very, very competitive.
Now, you've got a real history with this event. The first event held here in Australia in 2007, and you were a winner, weren't you, of the first round? Is that right?
Yeah. I organised the whole deal in 2007 through a lot of assistance from the two clubs. There was actually the Windsor Club, and then it was the Melton Club in Victoria helped me out. We ran one in Victoria.
Yeah.
And, I won the first round in 2007, then broke down, and our legend, who's died in a boating accident, Brian McCosker in Liberty, he won the first trophy, right? So he won the overall series. Duff Daly had a few hiccups with his engines as well, so himself and him didn't go anywhere in the points. And then 2016, we didn't have any water in Victoria, so it was suggested that we go to Berry, which was like, you drive through the desert and then you come to an oasis, isn't it? You know, so you get there and you go, geez, where are we going here, you know, Hicktown, you know, and then you rock up there and she's great.
Now, it is a great little part of the world, that is sure. That is for sure. So it's a great event. Now, I'm going to, I heard you say a few minutes ago, the Americans are going faster, but they're not as quick around the corners. We're much quicker around the corners, which means that we can make up, you know, some time. How are we going to go? Are we going to knock the Yanks off?
Well, I'm fairly confident that I've got my boat up to the speed now. There's a few others that have stepped up as well. So I would say she's going to be tough because the Yanks reckon when they headed off last time, even though they won the series, I beat them in the final up at Windsor, and then down in Berry they got beat in the final by Immortal Mark Gauci, right? So they come second, but averaged out. Won the series, right? So they headed off and they go, what are we going to do to beat those Aussies, especially me, because I've knocked them off a couple of times. So over the last few years, they've spent $1 million US in R&D, you know, so to make sure that they get their boats going around the corners as well. So they reckon that they're out here, as Duff told me on the phone here about a month and a half ago. He said, we're coming out to duke it out with you. He said, we're going to come and duke it. So they're fairly confident. We're going to give them a good run, though.
So what's the dates of the event and whereabouts can people get more information on it?
Rightio. So we've got the date is, of course, we're racing. We're free practice for everyone who wants to come along and have a look on the Friday the 25th. And then the 26th Saturday is our first race day, which is like a get ready day, you know. So we go in, we do qualifying laps, and then we all have a heat. to work out on the Saturday, and then we so it'll be 5 heats of the blown boats plus the 6 litres, which is a very good support class, very quick boat. And then we've got a few other support classes, 4.2s, 95s, 105s, and 1.6 hydros, and the juniors. The next day is our, so that's our good setup day. Everyone gets a taste to see the boat.
That's when the Yanks can work on their corners, right? You guys can work out how fast you can go.
Well, that's correct. We sort of suss each other out the first day. Then we have the rounds the next day and the qualifying heats for the semis. And then we have a repercharge for those that can't make it through, that don't make it through for some reason or other, had a problem. So they get a second chance of trying to make it into the last couple of spots in the semis. Then we have the B final and then the A final. So it's a big... And then we have the Berry Club always want the King of the River there. So that's like the last race of the day. Invitation, Berry Club have that. So after we've run the event, then we have that event as well. But no, we're looking forward to it.